18 or older.
What does a show pig in Minneapolis and a Canadian turkey flock, what do they have in common? If you were thinking H1N1, ding, 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 you are correct. Details on that story. What's next? No bail for bad boy Polanski. Do we care? Oh, Switzerland, not neutral on this one. A new study says the internet is altering our brains. Oh my, we're going to walk around like a band of mushy folks who can't really, I guess, absorb anything other than the nonsense that's hitting us backwards and forwards, right? In fact, here I am at a satellite facility broadcasting America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, if you've never heard the show. While the rest of the crew is at our plush Minneapolis studios, first of all, trying to figure out how we can get an interview with the owner of that show pig that has the swine flu. And in the meantime, that internet turning your brains to mush theory, they're testing it out apparently, watching goofy, silly videos, I guess, in the background somewhere. Maybe it's good I'm at the satellite facility. Would we ever get any work done? Speaking of work, let's talk about a poll. You know how I like these polls. You can manipulate them any way you want. Well, for the first time since he took over in the White House, apparently Americans don't see, eye to eye with President Obama. Are you shocked? On the important issues anyway, this is this new national poll that's been released. The CNN Opinion Research Corporation survey does say that a majority approve of how the president is handling his duties as president. It's interesting because today I heard an opposite thing. According to the CNN poll, though, released on Tuesday, 48% of the people questioned say they agree with the prez on the issues that matter most to them. 51% said no. Boy, that's a big switch from April. 57% said they agreed with the president on the big issues. So this is an interesting time. It's starting to hit in all corners, I think. More people are saying that they're independent rather than Democrat or Republicans lately anyway. And a lot of those same people that pushed for Obama to get in office are not happy so far in the, 9 months into this thing because the controversial issues aren't completely solved, obviously, when we have 1,500 pages plus for the current form of the health care bill sitting around for the senators to peruse and how they'll ever pass it, forget about it, not to mention what's going on in the financial world. They're supposedly going to cap some real regulations and whatnot on the guys on Wall Street by the end of the month. But dare I say, the lobbyists are pushing hard, and I bet you there's not going to be a lot of teeth in that. Also, what's happening in Afghanistan? I mean, we talk about that constantly here on this show. So here's some more meat to this poll for what it's worth. 55% of the people questioned say they approve of the handling of his duties anyway, Obama-wise, right? 43% disapprove. 55% approval rating is down 3 points from September. Most recent national polls actually put the president's approval rating probably in the low to mid-50s by my calculation. Most Americans over the age of 65 disapprove of how the president is handling his job. So there's much more to this poll, I think. Overall, to me, what it shows is, here we go again. It seems as though, in looking at this poll, because we just had another one that was a little bit different last month, are people changing their mind? Are, like I said, are a lot of people not liking what they're seeing from the Anita Dunns? When Anita Dunn says, well, you know, basically we control the media. Remember, White House flack comes out and says that, starts to attack Fox News, and it's not that everybody wants to protect Fox News, but that started the conversation here on this show and many other shows as to why would the president really care what any news organization is talking about that much. I mean, collectively, and perhaps in the approval department, if you had poll after poll, sure, there could be some concerns there, because remember, what are the people around the president trying to do? They are dancing as fast as they can. Any president, I don't care who it is, they are dancing as fast as they can to get another term. They want 8 years, not just 4 years, right? So why not, instead of all the things that are going on, because now there's been this push with fundraising. You know, lately there's been a lot of parties at the White House, and it's all for fundraising. Not all of them, but a lot of it has been for fundraising for the Democrats and all that sort of stuff. So I'm thinking, let's forget the parties for a while, because we're coming up on the holiday season anyway, and then there's going to be, you know, state affairs to host at the White House. Focus on unemployment, that economic stimulus. What did that do? Now, there are some numbers I think that we can all agree on. You know, they're pretty straightforward. Almost 10% unemployment. Wow. I mean, that's incredible. And that doesn't even count people who are underemployed. And the underemployed, pretty much from all the people that I've talked to, all the analysts I've talked to, they really say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 17%. That is a giant number, 17%. So the point of telling you about this cockamamie CNN poll is just that obviously half of the country disagrees with the president on all the major issues, whether it's Afghanistan, healthcare reform, the economy, and what's happening to the cats on Wall Street. So that's not a good number, no matter how you slice that or manipulate it or whatever you do with that. I mentioned the thing about the turkey flock, so I feel like I should explain so I don't set off a wave of panic. Of course, because we have so many of our friends listening in Canada. Turkeys in the Canadian province of Ontario have become infected, they say, with the H1N1 flu virus, but no birds or eggs from the farm enter the food supply, so I guess that's a sigh of relief, right? But here's the thing. If you're working with farm animals, do you need to be vaccinated for the seasonal flu and the pandemic H1N1 flu strain? If you listen to our last show, and I'm hoping to get it posted on AmericaTonight.net, we had Dr. Len Horowitz on, who has huge credentials from Harvard, and who cares that he's written 15 or 16 books. But, boy, he traced and connected the dots for us on this vaccination and the rubber stamping of the FDA. And he's the second doctor to come on, because we had others that said the vaccine is fine. But he's the second doctor to come on and say, do not get this vaccination. So here we go again. They're almost wanting to make it mandatory, and this is Canada, but they're almost wanting to make it mandatory there that anybody who's working with any kind of animals, they have a big risk for the virus, so they are suggesting they should get these vaccines. So far, though, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, they're not pushing that over the top and suggesting they should demand that across the country. But stay tuned. Who knows if it goes that way? You know, the outbreak of the H1N1 flu among turkeys in Chile was discovered back in August. It was also the first case of the virus being found outside of humans and pigs. So I think you take note, and I think you pay attention to what Dr. Horowitz told us and a couple of other folks that we've had, and you make the decision yourself, obviously. But we can see that the health workers in New York who were told you have to get the shot because you're working with people, and if you don't get it, there was the threat of being fired. And then, of course, they sort of backed down on that a little bit. Coming up on the flip side, Halloween is right around the corner. Can you imagine if you had real ghosts? I'm saying real ghosts in your house. A paranormal survivor, Bill Bean, will talk to us about growing up in a house that was haunted. Ooh. Stay tuned to ATN.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800.
Next week is Halloween, and I'll tell you, do you believe in ghosts? That's my first question. I have met, honestly, a couple of people in my life who have had paranormal experiences, and we have had several people on this show, and they're definitely very, very convincing. In fact, we even had somebody who was paid to sort of be a ghost hunter and said it was a difficult thing to do. It was just a side thing, but they were truly writing books about haunted places and whatnot. Well, imagine growing up in a place that was haunted. Bill Bean, who's been a guest before on this show, we love Bill Bean. He's a guy who wrote the book Dark Force. And you might remember that his true life story was featured on the Discovery Channel. And it was the episode, The House of the Dead. It's been on a ton of different times. It still might be running, actually, because I know that I have seen it not too far in the distant past. So anyway, so Bill is one of those survivors, and he knows what that experience is like and seriously how terrifying it can be. Bill, always good to have you on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you, and thank you for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to wind this back a little bit because I'm sure there's some people who are listening to this for the first time, and they might not have caught you before, or they might not have seen the feature on the Discovery Channel or had a chance to see your book, and they don't know your story. You grew up in a house in Maryland that had what could truly be called a demonic force. Tell the listeners what happened and how those signs started to appear so your family knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, well, it all began in 1970 when we moved into this three-bedroom ranch-style home located in Glenbury, Maryland. And 2 days after we moved in, my mother was the first to have a paranormal experience, and it occurred while she was unpacking boxes in the living room. My father had taken, I have an older sister and younger brother, he had taken us to his parents' house for the day to leave my mother alone and let her unpack and organize. And it was while she was doing this that she felt the presence come up behind her and she thought in her mind that it was my father sneaking back into the house playing a joke on her, and she spun around fully anticipating to see him, and to her surprise and shock, nothing or no one was there. So as you can imagine, she was taken aback by it. She was unnerved. She was, however, able to eventually collect herself and go back to doing what she was doing, and then it wasn't long after that that one of the bedroom doors slammed shut by itself, and that was enough to make her go outside until we returned. So that's where it began. It began with those gradual things, the feelings of presence and the noises and the doors shutting and chairs rocking and footsteps and things like that, and it gradually escalated into violent physical attacks on us from these entities.
And when you say violent physical attacks, give us examples of that.
Well, the first experience I had, a physical experience, was in 1971. I was 5 years old, and something woke me from my sleep in my bed. And my brother and I shared the first bedroom on the right down the hallway in the house. And middle of the night, asleep in our beds, and something woke me from that sleep. And I couldn't see anyone or anything there. I knew something or someone was there, and I got very scared and upset. You know, I couldn't see anything. Even as my eyes adjusted to the dark, I couldn't see anyone there. And I got out of bed. I was going to go in and get my parents and wake them up. And as I did that, a tremendous force grabbed me by my shoulders and slammed me back on the bed and pinned me to the bed. I felt like I was paralyzed. And I can't describe in words the sheer amount of terror that I was experiencing at that moment. I've given hundreds of interviews, and each and every time I talk about this, you know, it just brings chills because it puts me back into that situation. But I just felt like I was going to die. I felt like my heart was going to jump out of my body. I tried to scream out for my parents, and my mouth wouldn't even work. The only thing that seemed to be working for me at that time were my eyes. And many horrible things were happening during the course of this. It seemed like it was lasting for hours. I'm sure it was only several minutes. But in Dark Force, it does go into detail and describe the events. But it ended with the appearance of this divine manifestation. This angelic lady suddenly appeared at the foot of my bed. And as this apparition manifested, all the horrible things that were happening to me suddenly stopped. And this lady was a beautiful lady with long blonde hair. She had a white gown, I want to say a very, probably very pale blue, and it was glowing. She was glowing and shimmering, and I felt so much love and peace and comfort from this entity. And again, I have no doubt that it was a divine angelic entity. And the most incredible part of it is this being looked exactly like my mother. And I wasn't the only one to see her. This angelic manifestation actually helped my mother on several occasions as well. And, you know, aside from my mother, other family members and friends saw this lady as well.
So when, okay, these things occur, I mean, that's amazing hearing you recount that again.
Yeah.
I feel the same way when I hear that story. Chills just run down my back. I mean, it's just crazy. So that happens. The family deals with all this. And so what do you do? Do you have an exorcism on the house? I mean, what do you do when the house is, you're talking about violent attacks and whatnot?
Yeah.
Who do you go to? What did your parents do?
I'm going to try and be as brief as possible. I know we don't have much time. So my father, who was a very good man, was really affected by this. My sister was the first to get out of there. She ran away in the middle of the night, 1973, and married a young man in the neighborhood just to get out of there. She couldn't take it anymore. And then my father came under attack, spiritual attack, and he changed from a very good family man, hardworking family man, to a raging alcoholic who began to physically abuse my mother from 1973 to 1975, nearly killing her on several occasions. I can recall being 8 years old, having to run and call the police on my father because he was killing my mother. Now, I have no doubt, based on what I witnessed, that my father was under demonic influence. When he was in these drunken stupors, these demonic entities were able to enter him and actually fuel his rage towards my mother. So thank God he left us in 1975, because had he not, I'm convinced that he would have killed her. So after he left, my mother who suffered more than any other person I've ever known in my life, came under physical attack, regular physical attack from the entities. Two demonic entities in particular were regularly assaulting her. And I'm sorry to say that this abuse continued even up until the day she died. So just an awful thing. We got a priest. He was involved for the last 16 months that we lived there. And I'm sorry to say that the activity grew even more violent and more intense with his involvement. It got to the point where he was bringing mason jars full of holy water to the house. But I've learned one thing, Kate, and here's the blessing. This story is horrible. It's disturbing. It's tragic. It's sad. There's a lot of negative aspects to my story. However, the main theme is the most important theme, and it is certainly a positive one. Through all of these hardships and tragedies, because as you know, some of my family members didn't survive. Neither of my parents lived to see the age of 50. But through all this, the great thing is that God delivered me from this, and I am a living miracle man, a living witness to the power of God. And I would urge anyone out there, and I won't beat anybody over the head with the Bible, but I'm a person that has truly experienced some of the most horrific things imaginable that a human being can experience. And I'm a living witness to the power of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I can never thank God and praise God enough for delivering me from that.
Wow, Bill Bean, so well said. What a way to end this interview. Pick up the book, Dark Force. It is a page-turner, and just as Bill said, you saw how things progressed for him, and we know we've had other people on who have talked about similar experiences, so we know they do exist. Bill, thanks so much. We appreciate you coming on the show again, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Kate. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
All right, you too. Thanks, Bill. Ooh, can you imagine? Mason jars full of holy water. That's how bad it was in that house. And as Bill has told us before, you know, there's always that doubt and people thinking, oh, are they making up stories? I mean, this is a real-life poltergeist. I mean, are these people crazy and how can this be? I mean, it's hard to stretch your imagination that way, right? But coming up on the flip side, a real-life horror story of a different sort. I'll give you the details coming up.
Tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Alright, coming up on our show tomorrow, Microsoft Windows 7 is launching, all kinds of deals on the horizon. Guess there's some minor changes to what would be the Windows Core from the disaster that was, I think anyway, Vista. We're going to talk to Rob Kowald. He is the internet guru behind America Tonight, if you will. And we've talked to Rob many times in the past about software and the future of technology and all that sort of stuff. So that should be fun. Plus, I'm very excited about this. Also coming up on our next show, a conversation with Rand Paul. If you don't know who Rand Paul is, think Ron Paul, his father, the congressman from Texas. Rand is running for Senate on the GOP ticket in Kentucky. And in the third quarter, he raised over $1 million, slightly over $1 million. I really like this guy. There sort of isn't the right party for him. I think he's a little bit more libertarian, but I like a lot of his views and he's so well spoken. I saw him, I think it was last week on CNBC and Neil Cavuto's show and talked to his campaign folks and whatnot and decided, well, we were going to talk to Rand anyway, so this was the perfect time to talk to him about the status quo in D.C. and especially now with this push on the financial side as to what's going to happen at the end of the month. Are there going to be tough regulations that are going to hammer the Wall Street boys or not? And also, he's a doctor as well. What about healthcare reform and what's now flying around in this version of the latest Senate bill that came out of the Senate Finance Committee that's over 1,500 pages long. He actually had a good suggestion, and I think it was that you had to have a waiting period. So you had to read like 20 pages and wait a day, read 20 pages and wait another day. I mean, it's crazy. I figured it out, and I think I said this on a previous show, but with 1,500 pages, let's say you would average 5 minutes a page, because, you know, it's all gobbledygook anyway, so you can't fly through it even if you're a quick reader. 5 minutes a page, that means pretty much 2 months to correctly get through that bill, so you would have an idea of what it was about. I mean, we know some of the core tenets that will be in there, but I think there's going to be a whole lot that is ancillary to it that will really affect this whole health care reform deal that people won't even realize until you start to really comb through it. I've started to comb through it, but I've already told you it's going to take forever to do that. Maybe over the Christmas holidays. I don't see them passing this. I don't see it at all. All right, I said this is a horror story of a different sort from Bill Beans, who grew up in a haunted house in Maryland, and that sad story what ultimately tore his family apart and led to abuse, to something completely different, but just as shocking in a much different way. Imagine you have a teenager, and the teen is, you know, trying out for the high school basketball team. Well, as a parent, you're hoping the kid does okay. You're just trying to be encouraging. Maybe you're excited for them because it's something they've wanted, and they've been on the driveway shooting buckets for a very, very long time. You're just got your fingers crossed. Boy, just let him get on the team. Even if he gets on the B squad, let him get on the team. Well, sadly, from Frankfort, Kentucky, you had a 15-year-old boy who died trying out for the B-ball team, and they don't know what caused the death. The kid was a freshman. They're saying that they might have some results available in the next day or two. He was about 6 minutes into his first practice at Western Hills High School, and he collapsed. And there wasn't much they could do. He was pronounced dead pretty much a few minutes after that. And he had cleared a standard physical exam, so they did the whole thing, you know, tested the heart rate and all that sort of stuff. And as a 15-year-old, he was cleared. And now these people are burying their son at 15. So will it be something with the heart? Will it be something else? You know, who knows? We don't know. I say this so much on this show, not to come up with some little saying that tries to put this in a package or give you the perspective that maybe you don't have. It's like my grandmother used to say, you're stamped with an expiration date when you're born. Why do some people live to be like my grandfather, 93, and then you have the sad story about the 15-year-old boy? But it's still for the parents. Wrestling with this has to be rough. Whatever it was, they had no clue. I'll be very curious as to what the autopsy turns up. It's like somebody said to me when they initially had heard the story. Somebody sent me a text and, hey, did you hear the story? And do you think it's that people or these kids are being pushed too hard? Well, what does push too hard mean? 6 minutes into a tryout? How hard was he pushed? Now, with football, when you're talking about sweltering temperatures and two-a-days in places near and far all over the country, boy, you have to do that. You have to push. You certainly can't say no pads and let's just go in shorts and, you know, mesh tops and that sort of stuff, because they're going to play in those conditions. But at the same time, boy, it is such a thin line, I think, that coaches tread on with these high school teams, I mean, even the college teams, because where is the line of pushing over the top where maybe you're risking somebody's health? Now, if something comes up, and who knows what happens with a person's heart or something that wasn't detected in a physical examination, and who knew, and what a tragedy. But I think it does make you think, ooh, maybe there are a few coaches that push a little too tough. I don't think this was the case at all, by the way, in Frankfort, Kentucky. From what I understand, it was just like any other tryout. It wasn't ridiculous. He wasn't doing handsprings all the way down the court and wasn't doing 150 sit-ups or any of that kind of stuff. There's something more to the story with this kid. But it is a good reminder of when is too much to push the kids and they just want to get on the team. You may have your own stories about this. If you do, please send me an email. I mean, hopefully not of death in your family due to the athleticness of some kid trying out for a team, but something related to kids being pushed too hard and tryouts or when they're actually on a team, whether it's football or baseball or basketball or whatever. Send those to me at americatonight.net. And we're going to have some coaches on in the very near future to talk about that. All right, the controversy of a different sort, and I didn't mention this on our last show. I wanted to, but we were talking a lot about Afghanistan, obviously, and you know that that's huge for me. And talking about now that, by the way, officially there's going to be a runoff between Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah because Karzai had less than 50% of the vote and there was so much fraud. So now there's going to be a runoff, which pretty much ices anything with the U.S. and adding those troops because you don't know what government you're going to deal with. Well, moving from that, because we're talking about Afghanistan a lot, and we will later on this show, to something that's become really, really controversial. Have you heard about this deal with Target where they had a costume out? It wasn't just Target. Toys R Us, Walgreens, and I think Amazon even had it. There was a costume that was being sold, and it was an orange jumpsuit, and it had the words illegal alien on the front. But check this out, a space alien mask with it, and then a plastic green card. So the League of the United Latin American Citizens is furious. They say it's demeaning. The people are not human. They're aliens. They're upset. These chains sold it and didn't really realize they were thinking alien. They weren't thinking illegal alien. So somehow it kind of slipped through. And this Chicago mask designer said that he was actually trying to be ironic when he and his brother came up with the illegal alien idea. You know, the Halloween mask, a space alien, a droopy black mustache. Yeah, right. So now what's happened is they're right in the thick of this controversy. The guy's name is Richard Zagone, and he says he's as left-wing as they come, and he's in the middle of this firestorm over the costumes and what they made. So people are pulling it. They were selling like hotcakes, and now a lot of people have stopped selling the costumes like Walgreens because they didn't want the various interpretation. Target had it advertised, and then I noticed that they pulled it as well. And then there's another big chain, buycostumes.com, and they say that it's not offensive and that they're going to continue to sell it because they believe it's not a caricature of an illegal immigrant. It's just a play on words. And so there's people either that really want it or there's people that are really, really, really upset. And there was such a big stir about this on Facebook and Twitter. And then there was people pointing out where it was being sold, like the ones I just mentioned, the Targets, etc. That's when the chains became more aware of it and started to pull it. So then I ask you this question. Is this over the top? Do you believe the guy who says he's as left as they come and he was just trying to be ironic? But think about what he had. A droopy black mustache, a green card, and the words illegal alien on the front. You be the judge, fair or foul. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from EcoDiscoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Show. It's hard to find a spot to jump in. I'm just enjoying it for there for a second. Hope you all are too. Kate hanging out with you here on these airwaves. America Tonight, the name of the show. Pretty excited about some of our upcoming shows, including the fact that we're going to have Rand Paul on, because I have so far like what I hear from Rand Paul, who's running for Senate in Kentucky. And we have a lot of listeners in Kentucky, so you'll want to pay attention to what Rand says. We're going to go back and forth on a whole lot of things coming up on our very next show. And we're also hoping to get a bunch of other politicians that have promised that they'll make an appearance. And it's just a question of getting them standing in one place where they're not barraged by a whole bunch of other people. But it looks like we're going to have some pretty heavy hitters on, including the governor. Boy, there's a lot to ask Arnold Schwarzenegger on his way out the door as the governor of California. It's interesting what he's had to deal with besides, obviously, the brutal pounding Cali took, obviously, financially. And also, when it comes to wildfires this year, man, just awful for California. Luckily, they had held some back in their non-existent budget because, talk about bleeding, they were bleeding something fierce. But then you hear about this story, that Schwarzenegger is going to sign an environmental exemption bill to build a football stadium. Do you ever ask yourself why there are no football teams in Los Angeles, other than, of course, USC and UCLA, if you want to talk about college teams or other football teams. But pro team-wise, the Rams skedaddled, and L.A. is one of our biggest cities. And so why wouldn't they have a football team? Wouldn't they want that money, especially when they're drowning? Right? Think of the jobs that would be created with building a new stadium. Think of the tax revenue. And I guess, finally, that hit home with somebody because Schwarzenegger's going to sign this bill. So they're going to have be able to do this construction for this stadium. The state senators approved the bill. So this whole thing, a lawsuit over the project's environmental impact that was starting to rise up in that neighborhood is now null and void once he signs that. And the impact on the local economy and the jobs I just mentioned would be tremendous for Los Angeles. So it looks like it could be a go. Of course, you do have to get the NFL on board, and you do have to have a team. What's happening is they don't want to poach any California teams to play in the new venue that they're going to create, this L.A. Stadium. But they do say seven teams are talking to Los Angeles, and the list does include three California teams, San Diego Chargers, the Raiders, and the 49ers. Ooh, San Francisco, what, the Los Angeles 49ers? Many of the people there hope to see pro football in the next couple of years, and we'll see if they get the fans out. But regardless, not actually a bad idea, like I said, for a state that desperately needs jobs, number one. And isn't it convenient, however, that the governor and what everybody was so worried about before, the environmental impact, easy to lift that. Let's sign an exemption, boys. We need the money, okay? So at least on this one, we're going to call fair for us to do that, all right? We're going to move in that direction. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or you can chime in by hitting the digits at 800-259-5791. I know we're skipping all over the place in this first hour, including talking about the controversy over the illegal alien Halloween costume. And I noticed I did get a couple of quick emails. I'll hit those because I've been very neglectful, I'm sorry, of the emails, but we'll rectify that even later in the show. But quickly, here's one from Buck. Buck says, Kate, I just heard you mention something about the illegal alien costume. My first reaction is to laugh hysterically and then ask you, where can I get one of those suckers? Well, I did say that a lot of people are pulling them, the Walgreens, etc., but I mentioned this one company. It's By Seasons, and it's bycostumes.com. It's not By Seasons. It's bycostumes.com, and they're selling it because they say it's not, they don't think it's really that controversial. And so, hey, you can do what you want to do. It's a free market, free speech or whatever, so why not? And they're not going to feel that pressure. That's an answer to your question. That's where you go. Here's another one for Paul, and Paul says, wow, I can't believe it shows you what idiots run these corporations. I can't believe that nobody caught that, especially at a Target. Well, here's the thing. How does it work? I'm assuming that the vendor pitches or there's all these Halloween costumes. You see it. Someone looks at it briefly. They just see the illegal alien face, you know, like the mask, and they're not thinking green card, and they're not thinking droopy mustache or any of that sort of stuff, and it just does not register with them. And then, of course, you have the guy who created it saying, oh, I couldn't be more left. I mean, I'm a left winger. So this controversy, I'm not trying to nail Hispanics or immigration groups or any of that kind of stuff at all. It's absolutely not. Yeah, like I said, right. Controversy sells. They had to know when they were creating this. It's certainly the droopy black mustache, the green card. I don't know. I'm going to test this on Donovan. Donovan, the board op extraordinaire times 10. Donovan, do you think that you could misinterpret that, the droopy mustache, the green card, the word illegal alien? Do you think that there's room for misinterpretation there?
Well, I'm willing to give the creator the benefit of the doubt and call it a play on words, but it is obviously in a bad taste. But then again,
obviously,
there are a lot of Halloween costumes out there that are, in at least in my opinion, horrible, horrible taste. So,
oh, I agree. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But the thing is, think about this: in a Toys R Us. Oh, you've got this costume in a Toys R Us. So I do think that's a point well taken. What kind of a buyer, or who's vetting this out? Who's making these decisions at Target or Toys R Us, or any of these places for that matter, that they wouldn't sit for a second and weigh that and think, okay, well, we can be a little risque with this costume, or this might seem a little over the top, but I think we're okay here with the sexy kitten. But the green card and the droopy mustache, I think that it's very obvious that it's might be a play on words, but it's an obvious one. So I'm thinking, are these buyers just a bunch of idiots? They're not paying close attention. Here's another quick one, too. Here's one from Sue. Sue says, Kate, when I heard you say that thing about the aliens, I was confused at first. I thought you were talking about real aliens. And then you mentioned the thing about the green card, and I have to say I got a real chuckle out of it. And I can only imagine that's going to mean there's going to be more sales for this costume. Yeah, could be that you're going to see more sales of it. Again, it goes back to the same thing. I mean, the controversy raises the antenna of people, and then somebody's thinking, well, what can I be for Halloween? And we're really talking probably adults. It's an orange jumpsuit. So, sure, maybe more people will just blow up this buycostumes.com, but with other people pulling the costume, it might be harder to find, which then that means people who have the costume will post it in the next week and try to get more money probably on eBay. I bought it for this. I'm going to sell it for that. It's capitalism at its best. Controversy. All right, you can flip me an email day or night, just like those people did, on any of the things that we're talking about. AmericaTonight.net.
All right, I apologize.
Really sorry.
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
You take it back.
I do. I offer a complete and utter retraction.